الرحمن الرحيم. وأما الأحاديث فالأول عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: قيل يا رسول الله من أكرم الناس؟ قال: أتقاهم. فقالوا: ليس أن هذا نسألك. إلى آخر الحديث. So in this chapter of taqwa, that we should make an effort to acquire taqwa, how to acquire it and what the benefits, great benefits of taqwa are. We read the Quranic ayat and the introduction to this chapter. Now the ahadith are starting with regard to taqwa, which have been compiled and put together in this kitab. The first hadith is from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was questioned. The Sahaba asked him, Man akramun nas? Who are the most respected, most noble, honorable people? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Atqahum. Those people who have got most taqwa. And that is according to the ayat of the Quran, Inna akramakum Allah, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honorable of the people by Allah Ta'ala are those that have the most taqwa. So that is the most important quality that a person should have. And a person, no matter which clan he comes from, which nation he comes from, what his qualifications, what his financial status are, but the person who has got the most taqwa is the most honorable, most respected, and has got the greatest position by Allah Ta'ala. فَقَالُوا The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum then said, لَيْسَ أَنْ هَذَا نَسْأَلُكَ We are not asking this question from this aspect. We are asking from some other aspect. Like for example, you ask somebody from where do you come? And he says, I come from a certain town here in South Africa, for example. We say, no, I don't mean that. I mean which country you originally come from. So sometimes we ask a question, but the person understands it in a different light. And what actually we are asking is something else. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, we are not asking from that aspect, we are asking from another aspect. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then replied and said, فَيُوسُفُ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ إِبْنُ نَبِيِّ اللَّهِ إِبْنُ نَبِيِّ اللَّهِ إِبْنِ خَلِيلِ اللَّهِ That then the most honorable, if from another aspect, is the most honorable and respected person is Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, who was the son of a Nabi, Yaqub alayhi salam, and he was the son of a Nabi, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Khalil of Allah Ta'ala. So he, what a lineage is called Nabi, whose father is a Nabi, whose grandfather is a Nabi, who's the Khalil, the friend of Allah. He is the most honorable and the most respected by Allah Ta'ala. قَالُوا لَيْسَ أَنْ هَذَا نَسْأَلُكَ We are not asking you from this aspect. We are asking you from some other aspect. قال Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَعَنْ مَعَادِنِ الْعَرَبِ تَسْأَلُونِي خِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فُقُهُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ Then it is that the people who are from the minds of the Arabs, that is from the sources of the Arabs, are you asking me about them? With regard to them, those who were the best in the days of Jahiliyyah, in the days of ignorance, that is, they had good qualities in them, qualities of honor, qualities of valor, qualities of honesty, qualities of fulfilling their promises, etc., all good qualities. Are you asking me then about them? Then they are those people who were like that before they accepted Islam, and then in Islam they became even more honorable. They had all those qualities, and when they acquired the knowledge of Deen and they understood Islam, then they shone out even more. Many of them were such. Like for example, Khalid ibn Walid, Hazrat Usman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the days of ignorance, many, many Sahaba had great, great qualities. And when they became Muslims and Islam came into them, then even much more greater qualities. Similarly, even today, there are many people who are not Muslims, but they have got good qualities. If they accept Islam, then how much more better won't they become? Many Muslims also who are far from deen, but they have got very good qualities. They are very honest, they are very upright, they are very courageous. But if they come into deen, deen comes into them, then how much more greater do they, don't they become? So these are the things from here, this hadith we learn various points on various aspects and accounts by which a person becomes the most honorable. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion told Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim takun a'bad al-nas. O Abu Huraira, stay away from all haram things. That is, have the taqwa, to stay away from haram, and you will be counted amongst those people who make the most ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. As long as you just stay away from haram, even if you just do the basics of what we have to do then, but you are staying from haram, you will get the greatest reward, and you will get, you will have the most honorable position. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this very beautifully, and he said that in this hadith, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that don't work and take the most wages. Nobody in the world and no boss can tell his workers don't work. And those who don't work, I will give them the most wages. But Allah is saying, what is the work that you mustn't do is guna. To make guna is also work. Whatever type of guna, it's an effort also. So don't do that. Just stay away from guna. And Allah says, I will give you the most wages, the most reward I will give you. So taqwa is a very, very great quality that we should try and develop within ourselves. Make dua for it, make effort for it, use the means, and then enjoy all the fruit of it in this dunya also and in akhirat also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.